With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The number of people being held in institutions due to mental disorders in Missoula County has spiked by more than 30% in the wake of statewide budget cuts for social services. So-called involuntary commitments are a measure of last resort for someone who presents an
imminent threat to themselves or others due to a mental disorder, or they're unable to meet their basic needs of health, safety, clothing, shelter.
That's Missoula Deputy County Attorney Jordan Kilby.
My job is dedicated, I would say, 95% to doing involuntary commitment work.
Earlier this year, the state health department was forced to implement almost $50 million in cuts to services and healthcare providers to help balance Montana's budget. According to Western Montana Mental Health Center in Missoula, one of the state's largest mental health care providers, those cuts forced a 55% cut to adult case management services.
If someone with a mental disorder is taking medication and that medication is treating the disorder and that's what's keeping them in the community, and they don't have a case manager to make sure they're taking their medication, not just taking their medication, but have access to their medication or to make sure they're getting to their appointments, my fear is people will decompensate and end up in my world.
Kilby says that as of late March, her office has filed 19 more involuntary commitment petitions than by this time last year. It's not just a one-year aberration either. Involuntary commitment petitions in Missoula County this year are roughly 30% higher than the last 3 years. Kilby says she thinks it's more than a coincidence that the number of commitments has risen in the wake of state budget cuts. Tim Myers is the clinical director of Western Montana Mental Health Center's Adult Services Division.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, hurts to, you know, see care for one of our most vulnerable populations, you know, really devalued at the state level.
The state's budget cutbacks and across-the-board reductions to Medicaid reimbursement eviscerated the center's targeted case management services, which help people who are struggling with mental illness with day-to-day tasks.
So we're no longer able to have that be part of our service line, which was a huge hit for our clients because we had over 200 targeted case management clients in the Missoula office.
About 420 of Western Montana Mental Health Center's highest risk clients in the organization's 15-county service area in Western Montana have been transitioned into other treatment programs offering limited case management assistance. Thousands of other clients who don't qualify for those programs can turn to public assistance programs for help. But those tend to be complicated to navigate, especially for people already struggling with mental illness. Case managers also historically helped patients transition out of institutions where they were committed for their own safety. Again, Tim Myers.
You know, outpatient therapy, medication management, adult day treatment, you're really keeping kind of that structure and support in place. Also, you know, keeping benefits active that allow people to maintain their housing vouchers. That's one place that we're really going to struggle with is getting people housed in Missoula.
And if patients with mental health issues get discharged from inpatient hospitals with no stable housing to return to, or little to no social safety net in place, Meyer says the results could be counterproductive, if not downright devastating.
Suicide prevention is one of the things I really worried about, and abuse and neglect cases, and people having to be treated in a criminal justice environment where it's not really an ideal place to treat severe disabling mental illness shouldn't really be treated in our jails and prisons.
Deputy Missoula County Attorney Jordan Kilby agrees. She says forcing someone with a mental illness to seek treatment is
something that we don't take lightly. And so we rely on our community and our legislators to see this issue for what it is and fund the programs that keep people in the community rather than having them end up in institutions, which is just going to cost us down the road.
More than half a dozen Montana lawmakers have asked legislators to work with Governor Steve Bullock to approve emergency funding to backfill what they call devastating cuts to health care programs. However, legislative leaders have not moved on that request, and the governor's staff say it can't be done. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.